This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Nobody around, and I got a big truck, and I almost got stuck, and I know if somebody would have hit that with a little car, it probably would have been a lot of trouble, so I've been sitting here for a few hours just telling people that they can't get through.
A 100-foot tree that came down through the river, you could hear it. It was so loud.
Boulders crunching. It was pretty big.
That's the scene in California. Boy, nasty business. 13 dead mudslides. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the mudslides have been triggered by the heavy rains. They swept away a ton of houses, roads completely overwhelmed, just widespread rescues in areas of Southern California that are just completely vulnerable. And it makes sense when you have those wildfires, that leaves that opening for the mudslides. So you just say to yourself, what next? Speaking of what next, who better to dive in here than Justin Duckham, and I'll tell you from Talk Media News, Justin, a federal judge temporarily blocked the president's decision to end the program protecting the Dreamers from deportation, or DACA as it's known. So what's been the reaction to that?
This is coming out later in the day from California, and this is topping off what has been a very big day in immigration on top of a very big week, this, of course, only being a Tuesday. The big news really coming out today was that there was a major bipartisan meeting at the White House in sort of a strange twist of the usual precedents. Reporters were allowed to stay in the room for about 54 minutes. And we were given sort of an understanding from the White House that ultimately there is a deal to make a deal to, I guess, put it most simply. There's still some very big divisions between the two parties over how exactly this is going to look. The president has said that he would like a clean deal that includes both, a plan for DACA as well as border security, as well as the wall, something that kind of goes against the general definition of a clean deal. And then Democrats are saying that they are in favor of border security, but are really pushing heavily against the wall. So just a lot of confusion over what exactly this final deal is going to look like and whether or not they are going to have an eventual deadline for when they hope to have this all sorted out.
Right. You said so it sounds like you were at the White House, right?
I was at the White House. I was not at that meeting. That was for the White House pool. But this was something that was certainly different. Usually reporters are brought in to the top of the meeting. But in this instance, the White House kept reporters in for quite some time to hear, arguments coming from both sides of the aisle in this regard, which is, pretty different.
Yeah, wow, no kidding. So with all the focus on immigration, was there any talk, and it always seems to be part of the narrative, about North Korea and, the word that comes out that North Korea's nuclear arsenal and other weapons are only aimed at the U.S.? That was something I read today. Was there any sort of buzz over that?
I mean, the big news on this front right now is that North Korea and South Korea are talking, just focusing on the 2018 Winter Olympics, which is, interesting, but this is certainly a start in a lot of people's minds for hopefully some more robust discussions down the road. The ultimate agreement as it stands right now, from what we understand, is that, North Korea is going to be cooperating, is going to be interested in sending, their athletes, something that's, going to be considerably different since this is going to be taking place in Seoul. So there is some hope in that regard. Nevertheless, the president has maintained a very, strict tone, trying not essentially to put too much weight into these new talks, but certainly not trying to scuttle in. But noting, of course, that the U.S. is, going to be taking a heavy hand with this and is going to be holding them to account and is going to be pursuing sort of the aggressive rhetoric that we've seen for quite some time.
Yeah, let me jump to something else, too. So we talk about the wall thing and the DACA program and, like you said, the focus on immigration, the North Korea and the Olympics and their meeting, South Korea and North Korea and those kind of conversations. In the meantime, how about this is pretty interesting because Steve Bannon, his name still keeps getting mentioned all over the place. And I wonder if there was any convo about the fact that this is it for him for Breitbart. He's decided to go. He's out at Breitbart, and that's huge because he was the guy that really put them on the map.
No, he certainly did. He has been the executive chairman since 2012. Somebody who was sort of a background figure in D.C. politics until the 2016 election, somebody who really kind of worked behind the scenes and built, the media empire from what was left by Andrew Breitbart. So this is certainly a very big development, and it frankly shows the, power that the president has right now with the conservative base. There was, some sort of expectation that this could result in a schism between the White House and the Breitbart wing of the party, which, is really extended to include just much more than the website itself. It also includes a large donor base, as well as, a lot of political operatives across the Republican spectrum. But that didn't really play out. And instead, we saw this settled rather quickly with, Breitbart parting ways, something that the White House has, publicly given an okay to, with the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying that that was a move that Breitbart should have considered and looked at. And that's really shocking. It's worth noting that the Guardian article that really started this all rolling, that included the initial Michael Wolff quotes that Bannon had provided to him, was only released less than a week ago. It'll be a week at around 11:23 tomorrow, which is absolutely shocking considering it feels like many, many news cycles ago. So that really just shows how quickly this was crushed, and that is something that is very surprising on the face of it.
Yeah, boy, I totally agree with that, too. Justin Duckham, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Something else that's kind of interesting to just throw in here in this Washington side of things is that the Trump administration is going to continue, they say, to be in full cooperation with Robert Mueller's Russian investigation. Because remember, there were all these reports, all these rumors that there was going to be this interview with Donald Trump within weeks. And the latest from the White House just was what Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, is they'll cooperate, that we're not going to comment on communications with the special counsel. We're not going to do that out of respect for them, but we'll continue to be in full cooperation with them. That's a whole lot of cooperation, respect, process, counsel. Wow. Because it was the Washington Post that dumped the bomb. Mueller was going to interview Trump in that investigation, the Russian meddling of the 2016 presidential election, in the next couple of weeks. So no confirmation, let's put it that way, from the White House on what could or happen there or not. A lot happening in D.C., no question about that, from the reactions to the wall, to immigration talks, to the bipartisan march, basically what Justin talked about, and, of course, the continuing drumbeat of Russia, 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 and is Mueller going to really grill the Prez within the next couple of weeks? All right, we just scratched the surface. In fact, in our virtual green room, the other is waiting. So you'll get his point of view, my other half, coming up next here on America Tonight.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and
marriage. All right, this marriage is the time of the week that we invite my other half to join us on the show. So Paul was in our virtual green room. Now he's stepped inside the studio. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Kate.
So here's the thing. You and I have not seen this movie yet. For those of you out there, you know, I do the cheap movie review. I like movies, and I'm bummed when I go to a movie that's bad because, frankly, Paul and I have talked about getting movie passes. You know, it's so bloody expensive, and then half the time you have to reserve a seat so they, you know, chuck in an extra dollar or two because they charge you. So one of the movies that we have not seen is the musical movie about P.T. Barnum, you know, the greatest show on earth. And I do want to go and see that for a couple of different reasons. But, Paul, you and I did watch part of the Gold Globes because of the movie review segment and just seeing some of what we might like to go see some of the clips. And they're pushing Hugh Jackman's face all over the place. He lost Best Actor for his circus musical, as it was tweeted out all over the place, to James Franco imitating this kind of nutty guy who had this movie that he wanted to make and threw up a billboard in the 90s, and it became one of those crazy Franco kind of things, which we like him and he has quirky humor. But the meme the picture they keep showing is like he's just stunned. He's stunned he lost. Do you think he looks like he's stunned he lost?
A little bit.
I lost. I did not win for the greatest showman with my incredible voice. You know, with the whole musical thing, though, he's already done that. Done that, been there a couple of times. Musicals are tricky. I don't think a lot of men like musicals. Do you like musicals on the big screen?
No.
See? I mean, and you're kind of, you're a guy who will give a little bit. I mean, so you'll go and see a musical. Like, we saw Spamalot the day we got engaged, which was the most crazy thing, singing about killer rabbits 5 seconds after I shockingly get engaged. But,
That's Monty Python. I'll go watch anything by Monty Python.
Okay, so we do have to, yeah, I know you don't like musicals, but we do have, you have agreed, we do have to go see The Greatest Showman, because I'm going to peel back the onion on the other thing that I do. So to try to make real money to feed our economic engine so we can keep playing radio, I am a professional speaker, and some great things are happening, and Paul has been very supportive of that. He's come out and seen me from the beginning here and there, some of my speeches. And one of the speeches I'm doing that's coming up is for a healthcare company, and it's about chasing your inner lion. And I thought it would be clever to kind of dress up, because I'm going to have a few references for good reason that makes sense, because I was in a lion's den once, a real lion's den. So I'm going to make references to that and talk about the whole fear factor and whatever. And I thought it'd be clever. I got all excited, went to a costume store, and I got the outfit sort of part of it that Hugh Jackman would wear as the ringmaster, and the top hat and the whip, so the whole thing. And I was so excited to show Paul, and I said, don't you think this is going to blow them away for the speech? And tell everyone what you said to me.
I said, do you think they want you to dress up like that when they're paying you to do a speech?
I don't know. I thought it was clever. Andy maybe ran off to go get a soda. Andy, are you there? Okay, so if I'm, you know, it's like a performance when you give a speech. So I'm going a little bit over the top, and I'm wearing tails, and I have a whip, and I've got a top hat just like a ringmaster would have, because the theme of the speech is chasing your inner lion. And Paul says that's too over the top and crazy, and that it shouldn't be gimmicky. What do you think?
It's, I don't know. Like, that's how they dressed, so, I mean, it's accurate.
See? So he says it's accurate. So I've got one and one, I think. What do you think?
Who hired you to do this speech?
A healthcare company.
Specifically, who at the healthcare company?
The CEO.
Oh.
Who is funny, and I don't know. Now you have me paranoid, so maybe, you know what, anybody has any suggestions, I'm going to say send them to me at americatonight.net, click on contact, or Delaney Media Group at live.com. We'll take a little mini poll, unofficial, to see what people say. Maybe just wear the top hat, or just use it at the tail end when I make my little funny saying about being the ringmaster, because I could flip the top hat open, it'd be clever, and maybe it's just that clever moment at the tail end of the speech. All right, speaking of clever, it's not, this is awesome, it's not clever. It's very near to my heart, because I care so much about Mahalo, and you do too, right? You care about our golden retriever, probably more than me. He's been in our lives almost the whole time we've been married, and we don't want to feed him crummy food. So I started doing this thing where I got on board with Life's Abundance, and I've got Kate's Kibble. If you go to kateskibble.com, you'll see it. And I looked into the food, how they make it, how it's in small quantities, etc. And my buddy Sam cut this cool little spot for it, and I wanted the other to hear it and the rest of you across the nation. So roll it, Andy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I say bravo. Sam did that. That was excellent. What do you think?
Good job.
Yeah, very good job.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. See, everyone agrees. Well, the three of us agree on that at least.
But when you feed Mahalo, I want you to wear their lion tamer's outfit every time.
Wait, so that we get some use out of it, right? Besides Halloween?
Yeah, and you got the leather whip and everything.
All right, thank you very much. Again, you can vote on whether I should wear the full outfit, which, by the way, I have a regular white shirt on, regular black jeans and shoes, normal, and just the tails part and the top hat and the riding crop. So that you, that's what I would do with the lion. Let's move on to something else. This is really cool. The internet is looking for the person who designed the cup. So for everybody out there listening, you know when you go to a hospital, you're at some train station, and you have the same cup you've had from the 70s, the design, it has that blue streak on it, and there's kind of like a purple streak on it. So this has become a thing now. The internet is looking for the person who designed it. So this disposable cups, because they say it's want to form a permanent legacy for it. There's this whole idea of the nostalgia of going back, and it kind of flared up. And it's got a continuous broad teal brushstroke topped with this purple one. I've seen this cup a million times, haven't you?
I've seen many similar cups, yes, probably that same design.
So, I mean, is there a thing for nostalgia? Do you, if you could bring back something from the 70s, Paul, what would it be? You were a kid. What did you like when you were a kid?
I was born in 72. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Green Machine?
Green Machine! Bring back the Green Machine. I don't know. I was thinking about this. I really was. I was thinking about the simplicity of, like, the Slinky. Remember, you could get hours of use out of that stupid Slinky, and it was, I don't know how much it costs. And then they had also these clacker balls. I don't know what they were called, but they were these balls that had a string on them, and you clacked them together, but then some of them would, like, they had shards of glass that would come out, and they hit some kids' eyes. That was very big when I was growing up, the clacker balls. And I think some of you know, like that cheesy store Spencer's always sold those, the clacker balls. And do you ever go to Spencer's?
Yes.
What is it about Spencer's? I mean, whoopee cushions? I don't get it. I mean, just with stupid stuff, right?
Yes.
So you like to look at the stupid stuff.
I was a kid. I liked it.
I liked it. And then there's this crazy story. You and I have been on the subway in New York a bunch of times. They're talking about having, and this is actually in London, they started this thing about the no pants day, where, and it's spread now across the world, where you didn't have to wear pants to ride the subway. So people show up in their underwear or just don't, they don't have pants on. I think that, I don't get it. They're doing it in 60 cities.
I'm a bit germophobic, so that really didn't appeal to me.
No, it doesn't appeal to me either. I mean, seeing all these people in their skivvies, and I don't get it. I mean, there must be something more to it, but in Germany and all of that, they did it. Some people really did it up, but I mean, they were crazy. There's a guy in a Speedo, for goodness sake, in London in the underground.
An old man with a hat on.
Oh, that's insane. All right, Pauly, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Speed a few here on ATN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Possibility of someone who is incredibly smart, incredibly passionate, who is always putting forward a message of inclusion and cooperation, and with the authenticity of someone who says, I want to wake up every day and make the world and our country and your city and your neighborhood better than it is.
All right, so there's Tom Hanks talking about Oprah Winfrey. There's a lot of conversation about Oprah Winfrey running for president. What do you think, America? I mean, that's a wide-open question. Who's going to be representing the Democrats in 2020 or independent? Could be an independent, too. The Dems say she could win, but. But what is the but? The but, you know, because Donald Trump certainly has opened up the door for anybody to run, right? Anybody could run. You don't have to have the lawyer background, the typical political background that we've seen in the past. So now all of a sudden, because of the speech she delivered on the Golden Globes, there is this conversation that has pushed her right into that white hot spotlight of politics, politics, baby. And, you know, could she win? That's the question they would ask themselves. Where does she stand on the issues? But would she sacrifice popularity and all that scrutiny that you go through when you run for president? And would you even wanting to do it, right? I mean, even Sunday night, her longtime partner, Stedman Graham, was asked by an L.A. Times reporter about Winfrey running in 2020. he said she would absolutely do it. And then a couple of friends said that she was actively thinking about it. Wow. Boy, I don't know. It'd be kind of wild to see her run and who would be the running mate. And already Donald Trump has not trashed Oprah, said that she would be, she could do it, sure. He said he thinks he would still beat her, though. You know, some Democratic strategists are saying that she's one of the few people on earth that could pull the focus away, the national media away from Trump in the heat of a presidential campaign, and she would be the person to do it. But you know what? We're in 18, so if there is serious conversation about that, then the polling would have to begin, because now when you run for president, it doesn't matter if you're super well-known or not. So much of that starts so early. It's not like the old days where it'd be a couple of months beforehand. It's you know, now. Boy, I don't know. It'd be wild to see it. I'm thinking, somebody else said, what if Jeff Bezos ran? You know, if you just pick anyone, just pluck them out of thin air. So, again, you don't have to have that lawyer-y background, that, you know, steeped in politics in my background. Jeff Bezos, do you know who JB is? He's the richest man of all time. The Amazon CEO. He is worth $105.1 billion, according to Bloomberg, because they have that billionaire tracker. And he eclipsed the record of Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Forbes, the other major tracker of net worth, put him at $104.4 billion. That is a ton of money. Shares of Amazon are up nearly 7% so far this year, after rising like 56% in 2017. There's no doubt that he thinks outside of the box, and he seems to, Amazon is the stop, one-stop shopping for everybody. What will they do next? I see more Amazon boxes when I drive through neighborhoods than anything else. So he really was smart to grab some of the niches that he jumped into. And the key is the convenience for consumers and what were consumers going to get. So if you kind of scattershoot in a few different directions here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And, you know, boy, it feels like we just swung into a new year, and guess what we did? How many days in are we to 2018? How many times have you written down somewhere 2017? I've only done it 3 times, and I caught myself and X'd it out. Because not many of us write checks anymore. Raise your hand if you write checks. Let me see. There's one. There's one in the back. Yeah. I see a woman back there writing a check. When I go to the store and I'm in the quick line and it's not so quick anymore because somebody writes a check, it's okay because I just take a deep breath. That's what I do now. I just take a deep breath and slow my roll down. But I always find it so intriguing because you really don't see that. Who is writing checks? Maybe if you just feel safer that way, you're sending checks off to pay bills, but then you got to get stamps. And with the ease of electronically doing it, it doesn't seem, I don't know, it doesn't seem right to do it in some ways. I mean, when I say right, it's fair game. You can do whatever you want to do. And I'm a paper person in many other ways. Like, I have a paper calendar and I have a digital calendar, and I have to have both because I just have to be able to see it. So I understand that. But then you got to wait on checks. You got to pay for checks. You got to pay for stamps. So economically, you're shortchanging yourself somewhat if you're really doing that check thing. But this, to each his own, and I happened to see today somebody writing a check, and they had to change the check because they had 2017 on it. And of course, if you mess up a check, you can't usually just cross it off and put 2018. They make you write another one or put your initials by it or whatever it takes to make it seem like somebody just didn't cross it off and write something on it. One less thing to avoid. You know, speaking of men with a lot of money, and we go from Jeff Bezos to my personal hero, and that would be the man behind SpaceX. Elon Musk. And I'll tell you what, SpaceX defended its rocket performance during the weekend launch of a secret U.S. satellite. The company president said the Falcon 9 rocket did everything correctly, and anybody saying anything else, they're wrong. Northrop Grumman provided the satellite for an undisclosed U.S. government entity and said it can't comment on classified missions. The company chose SpaceX as the launch provider because it was the most affordable, they say, and the lowest risk scenario for Zuma, which is the name is refers to a Malibu beach in Southern California. So that's why that happened the way it did. The some people were briefed on the mission in Congress, and what they were briefed, it's they saying that the satellite apparently didn't separate from the second stage and plunged through the atmosphere and burned up. Originally scheduled for a November launch, Zuma was delayed by a concern about another mission's payload fairing, the shell on top that protects the satellite during launch, and then they said they had cleared up that issue. I don't know, it's all interesting stuff to me. The Falcon Heavy is a pretty powerful rocket. Pretty powerful stuff. And that's why they went with it. And Elon Musk is all about that. Another Falcon 9 is scheduled to fly in a couple of weeks with a communication satellite for Luxembourg. Isn't it interesting that he was into rockets and cars and he's going to make that space stuff happen? And sure enough, he did. He had the belief and he just kept pursuing it, made the right kind of moves, and then look what's happening. And then, of course, the cars themselves are, there's wait lists for some, especially for some of what's new with Elon Musk. We're going to have to get our pal Donovan Cashin with his segment Off the Lot back on the show to talk about what Elon Musk is up to, because anything he touches, whether it's cars or rockets, I'm interested in it. I love reading about the technology that he uses and where they're headed, and just his thought process, I think, is disruptive, and I think it's interesting. And when people were naysayers, he knew that he would break through that. And something tremendous was going to happen. And, of course, something tremendous did happen. Lo and behold, right? Yes. Absolutely it did. Absolutely. And I think that's great because you need people on that frontier that are willing to do it. It's easy to take the layups, especially when you're making money, but he really, really charges in a much different direction. Much different direction. On the world front, we're going to talk about this for just a quick second here because I've gotten a lot of questions about North Korea and South Korea. They're trying to reduce those tensions because, after all, coming up is the Olympics. South Korea's president says he's willing to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if certain conditions are met after their countries agreed in a high-level talks to cooperate for next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. And it makes sense to me, if he's open to the meeting, do the meeting. I mean, why not? Make the summit happen. See if you can make it work. North Korea agreed to send a delegation to the games. That's huge. And both sides agreed to hold talks on reducing the tensions on the border. So this could be the beginning of maybe something different for the future, because they're going to send athletes and some others. The games are the 9th through the 25th of February, and then they're going to have conversations about what can they do along that border, because there certainly is heightened tension over the Norse nuclear program that sees the danger of perhaps war on the peninsula, which, wow, seems so ridiculous, stupid, and makes no sense to me. And then North Korea comes out and says, nukes and bombs only aimed at the U.S. Only aimed at the U.S. Wow, well, that's nice. Forget about Japan. No, it's not about Japan, even though we lob some over them. It's about the U.S. and how quickly we can strike the U.S. Oh, me oh my. Coming up, we're diving into the mailbag on the flip side here on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag for sure and see what we find. How about this one? From Mammy, who says, "Katie, Happy New Year. Love listening to America Tonight. I've been listening in Portland on KPAM radio for the past 6 months, and I'm wondering, there's been a lot of conversation about this up here, what you think, excuse me, of Tanya Harding and the movie I, Tanya." Well, it seems like forever, the whole Tanya Harding thing, right? How long ago was the Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan deal? It's been a very long time. So the former figure skater has now been sort of, I don't want to say spoofed, as is the focus of that movie, of course, I, Tanya, and what her life was really like. She always denied having any knowledge that Jeff Galuli, her hired a man to attack Nancy Kerrigan before the 94 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She said she overheard Galuli and others talking about stuff a month or two before the attack, but that's it. She said she didn't really know any specifics or any of that kind of stuff, just that there was some sort of conversation, right? And if you remember what happened, Harding eventually pled guilty to hindering the prosecution, a felony, and paid $160,000 in fines and served 400 hours of community service as a result of that. Then she was stripped of her 94 title. And, like I said, gosh, it seems like forever. And the movie, I guess, explores a whole bunch of different themes. So what do I think of Tonya Harding? I don't think it's relevant now. I think that whole thing was insane and crazy, and people took sides, and some people feel like she was ganged up on, and other people feel like it was so nutty and crazy and unbelievable that somebody would go after Nancy Kerrigan for a medal that made absolutely no sense. All right, then this one is from Bruce, who says, "Oh, I just smiled and I thought of you, Kate, when I heard that story in Dallas about the pastor who was asking for mentors, male mentors, for a middle school. And it turns out that they just needed 50, as I said, and it turned into 600. Wow. That's great, because that shows that people will help and they care. And at this middle school, I guess at this middle school, they have a thing called Breakfast with Dads, but then there were some students that weren't going to have dads, so they don't have any male figures around, and not that would show up for the school thing. So that's why they were asking for mentors for guys to do it, and they went to Facebook and had people sign up on websites. They did background checks, and sure enough, look how many showed up. And I think that's tremendous, is what I think. I mean, absolutely tremendous. Okay, how about this? This one is from Kodiak, who says, "Kate, you know, I look at this Me Too and this harassment thing and what's happened, and it just makes me so sad for the women who really felt like they were nothing and were abused verbally or felt as though they were threatened in some other way. I can tell you that I would have never allowed that, no matter what it would cost me or my family, for any of the close, fabulous women that I've worked with over the years. But we did not have that issue where I worked. In fact, they were really good about that. If anybody even was slightly in that direction, they would be reviewed and most likely released. And I'm very proud of it. And I feel, again, apologetic and sorry for those who have gone through some of what they have gone through, but it certainly seems like it's a much different era now." Oh, I think they call them globals. So like my nephew's a global. I want to say if you're like 17 and down, maybe 18, that they consider you to be a global, and globals don't care about colors and religions, and you know, they're just, it's definitely different. They care about the world and maybe their backyard, but they just don't see the things that so many other people see when they look at people and make judgments. And I think that's good. Where do we end up? I mean, you got different generations, you have different problems. I don't know. I do know this. If I had to pick a destination, and I've been there many times, CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, would be so fun to be there. It would. It's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. How many exhibitors they have is crazy. And I remember when it was like kind of medium, I think, is when I first went, because I used to live in Vegas. And there's always a really cool product that everybody wants to look at. So what are some of the cool products? I was reading about some of them. How about a high-tech wine bottle opener? You can pull the wine without removing. So this wine preservation opener can pull out the wine without removing the cork. It's not cheap. It's $999. It comes with a Bluetooth to track the amount of wine consumed and how much is left in the bottle. I mean, the demo to that would be fun. Getting it, I don't know about that. But watching it would be fun. There's also a laser printer that etches, a 3D laser printer that prints on everything from metal, wood, chocolate, even a laptop cover. The name of it is Glowforge, and they sell the basic home edition for $4,000. And it was a crowdfunding success campaign. They raised $27 million. And it took off, poof, like a shot. Boom! It's in, baby. And speaking of babies, how about these hologram toys? From $999 to $999, they have this, the virtual characters for the smartphone. You can turn yourself into a hologram. It's called the CMES. Comes out in August. Tiny little plastic thing that you use to visualize the holograms. That could be cool. I like that idea. Do you want to be a hologram? It'd be cool if your hologram could go do things for you. I can't be at that speech, and I've got to be on the radio, and I've got to do this. So I'm going to send my hologram instead. Is that okay? No extra charge. Just my hologram will show up. Oh, there will be the day when that starts happening. Hello, if you're my hologram. Yes, definitely. And speaking of that CES show, there's been kind of a backlash to it because there were no women who were speakers. Hello, as a professional speaker, I think that's interesting when they look at that. Not a single woman was one of the keynote addressers. None. So the second straight year, it was all guys, and that's it. So there's been this backlash, like with this hashtag CES so male, and it's they're saying all men should boycott CES if women are not invited to speak. Insulting in this day and age. I guess they'll try to kind of maybe they won't. Maybe they'll watch it next time around, or maybe they won't watch it. I mean, all they said is we're proud of our record in welcoming a diversity of speakers to the CES keynote stage. In the last 7 years, we had 15 keynote spots held by women. So that's what they're saying. So like Marissa Mayer, who was the Yahoo CEO, Mary Barra, CEO of General Motors, GE Vice President Beth Comstock. So they're saying they had those people that participated. I mean, listen, I don't know. Could they have put somebody in the main slot? I would want to know who were the people that were being considered. I guess that's what we don't know. Who was on the list that they could have picked, and they just, because there's a lot of innovators in tech and media women that could have made that cut, but were they available? Was there any possibility of them speaking? I'm going to say yes, they just didn't think about it. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe, maybe not. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of ATN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.